Okay, so I'm here at Muurtsinjoki with Karoliina Lindholm-Billing, who's the Deputy Regional Representative for Northern Europe, which includes the Baltics as well as a large part of Scandinavia, I imagine. So if you could just tell us what exactly is happening here today.
UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, is together with the Ministry of Interior, Ministry of Culture, Drosha Maya, celebrating World Refugee Day 2015. And this is a day that we celebrate every year and particularly reflect on the strength and resilience of the people who are forced to flee from their home countries due to war, persecution and human rights violations, and an opportunity to see the individual human being behind the notion refugee.
It seems that in Latvia, and I guess in other European countries as well, at the moment, the whole idea of refugees, migrants, it's kind of newsworthy in a way that it hasn't been for quite a long time. Are you sort of a bit disappointed with the level of the debate, because a lot of it just seems to be treating refugees as one unified sort of mass of people rather than these individuals that you're talking about?
I think it is important to remember first why a person has been forced to become a refugee. It is because they have suffered persecution in their home country, there is war in their home country, there are severe human rights violations, which forces you to flee. And I think many Latvians are able to relate to that, because also the chef who's here today, Karlis, who's cooking for us, just told us that his parents went through that same experience. Then the second thing is that we should also remember that the majority of the refugees today, about 90%, first flee to neighboring countries. They do not come to Europe. Of the Syrians, for example, 5% of the Syrians who have fled have come to European countries. The rest are in Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, and Turkey. And so another reason why we see many coming to Europe today is because the capacity in those countries has reached a tipping point. And then to seek asylum from persecution, it's a fundamental human right. But today it's difficult to exercise that right in practice without paying smugglers huge sums of money to get on a rubber dinghy across the Mediterranean. And I think this is important to keep in mind when we talk about refugees, immigrants coming here, and we, like you said, we don't always see the individual behind, and to realize that every individual who's making that journey has no other choice. They do it out of desperation and despair and lack of alternatives.
So what is the message that you would give to maybe the politicians, the leaders in somewhere like Latvia? What is the thing they need to know about refugees that they don't know at the moment?
I think they have a responsibility to ensure that everyone understands why a person has become a refugee, and that behind every refugee is an individual like you and me who has been put in a situation where they have been forced to flee. And then to recognize that the international community has agreed on a framework and a principle called international solidarity, which means that we have to get together and help those who have been forced to flee to find protection and integration possibilities. And this is a responsibility that we have as members of the international community. It's a legal and a moral obligation, and I think one which is close to the heart of Europe and Europeans, because the 1951 Refugee Convention was born in Europe out of the Second World War. And it's a framework and a principle that also we should all as individuals be able to rely on.
I guess within your patch, as it were, you have very different sort of cultures of dealing with refugees, somewhere like Sweden maybe compared to somewhere like here, and different amounts of resources which are available. How do you kind of square that? How can countries learn from each other or maybe help each other out in that regard?
Today, earlier today, UNHCR, together with the Ministry of Culture and the NGO Drosha Maya, launched a study on integration opportunities and challenges in Latvia. It's a study that we have done also based on interviews with people working with refugees, refugees themselves, and desk research. And that study shows that it is important to everyone has limited resources, but we have to make the most use of the resources we have. And a starting point is to see the resource that the refugees bring with them, because they bring skills and capacities and knowledge with them. We have to use that and not waste that. We also have to use the resources we have within our country. For example, there are the experiences of the Latvians who had to flee. They can maybe share what was important for them to be able to integrate in the United States, in Sweden, or in other countries that they fled to. What made a difference for them? And then there are experiences from other countries in Europe on how programs and projects have been developed to help refugees integrate. So to use what there is, a lot of experience out there, and there are many good examples of successful refugee integration that benefit both the individual who has been forced to flee and the country. In Sweden, where I come from, there are many who have a refugee background who have become prominent artists, musicians, doctors, politicians, and this is possible if the environment is welcoming and open.
Thank you very much.